Blog Talk Radio.
It's Film Festival Radio, the show where superstars and future stars happily coexist together. And now, here's your host, Janice Malone.
Hi, this is Janice Malone here at Film Festival Radio. Future stars and superstars really do happily coexist together. One of those superstars that recently visited the show is singer extraordinaire Taylor Swift. Here she sums up the last couple of years of her red-hot career.
I would attribute the success of the last couple of years to the fans. I don't know how this happened, but they are the reason. You know, I made an album for the last 2 years, and they determine what that album is, what it becomes, and what it will be. And I'm really happy with the choices they've made concerning this record. Really happy about it.
Hi, this is Janice Malone, and you are listening to Film Festival Radio Show. NBC's hit show, Who Do You Think You Are?, recently traced the family lineage of singer, actress, and former Miss America Vanessa Williams. Vanessa shared with Film Festival Radio what was revealed about her family tree.
Tonight, NBC's Who Do You Think You Are?, your family tree will be traced. What does it mean to your family, your children, to have Project Nun?
Oh, it was such a treat. They did two stories of my great-great-grandfathers and my father. We follow his story. We go to the battlefield where his company had to prove themselves as black men because their own commanders didn't believe that they had the stuff to be good soldiers. And you see his struggle and his journey, but also his triumph. A man who was courageous and a survivor and helped change history and make it a better place for everyone at that particular time in their lives.
Hi, this is Janice Malone, and we will be right back.
Hey, what's up, y'all? It's your boy, Cedric the Entertainer, the Film Festival Radio Show. That's right.
The hit NBC show, American Ninja Warrior, has obstacle courses that are creepy, spooky, and altogether ooky. The show's host, Matt Eisman, and I shared some laughs about some of the show's zany contestants.
Ladies love this guy, because he's this 6-foot-tall guy with his big, full head of hair, who's a doctor and a rock climber and is in phenomenal shape and is not ashamed to compete without a shirt on. But tonight, I will say, he has on one of the most ridiculous outfits. Just picture a lot of gold lamé and very skin tight. It's so tight, I think you can actually tell his religion, if you know what I mean.
Whenever you come on, it just brings out the craziness in me. I don't know what that is.
It's my job. You know, I think it's because I'm a comedian at heart. I try to be a professional up there, but right now I'm just in L.A. I'm in my house just running around being the normal idiot that I am.
According to the networks who carry Film Festival Radio, Film Festival Radio receives over 20,000 steady listeners every single month.
Yo, this is George, Dr. Fucking Fan Clinton, and you're listening to Film Festival Radio.
Charlie Daniels is an icon in country music, but this country music legend loves other styles of music that totally surprised me.
I listen to some classical music sometimes.
Oh, really?
I listen to jazz sometimes. I listen whatever I feel like listening to at the time I listen to it.
You listen to classic. That's great.
Yeah.
So what were some of your favorites among that genre?
I love they tell me stuff is so bombastic.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I agree with you. People are shocked that I even listen to certain operas myself. Which is shocking.
Well, operas are kind of fun. My wife had always wanted to go to one. We finally went to a Met, but it was pretty interesting.
It is.
It was all in Italian.
I don't know why this happens with me, but whenever I have seen an Italian opera, I always want to go out and eat Italian food afterwards. What is that? I don't get it.
I don't know.
Film Festival Radio has future stars, superstars, and even incarcerated former superstars. Now, just 1 week before he was locked up in a Nevada prison, we got O.J. Simpson's personal cell phone number, and it has his actual voicemail message.
Well, I've lost my other phone, so I may not have your number, so leave your number and your name, and I'll get back to you. Adios.
To leave a voice message, press 1.
I don't think O.J. will be returning our calls for quite some time.
It's Film Festival Radio, the show where superstars and future stars happily coexist together.
Hi, this is Janice Malone. Thank you for listening to Film Festival Radio. Tune in to our next show.